Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Studio G and the Discussions for Women in Leadership, where we focus on how the styles and principles of an Omega leader can influence leadership. We will be back with you shortly to start this week's show in just a few minutes. Good evening. This is Studio G, where we do have discussions for women in leadership. However, the next few weeks, we are just delighted to be in the studio with Lori Beth and to get to unpack this new book, Jesus Career Counselor, that is scheduled to be released on May 4th. And so, although this still is Studio G, and we are shifting our focus just over the next few weeks to talk more about the book and the contents and some of the things, Lori, that have been being blogged about and tweeted about and Facebooked about, all these things that are happening around the new book. So we welcome Lori Beth.
Thank you. Great to be here.
And calling in from a distance this week is Vicki Arteaga, representing the business pillar. Welcome, Vicki.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Yeah, and so Vicki and I just traveled back from Florida today, and so we are excited to be back in San Diego. Is that right?
Yes.
With a big yes. And in absentia is Elisa Holston, who is out holding up the education pillar this evening as it continues to fall here in Southern California. So we are delighted just to be here tonight, Lori Beth. So excited about this book. We are just cannot wait to get our hands on a copy, and not just a galley copy either. So we're going to hand it over to you, and you're going to introduce the light pouring out of you tonight, which is, I'm guessing, in the book. So here's Lori Beth.
Well, thank you, Shelley, and you're on a different time zone, I know, so it's a lot later for your body than it is for mine, for both you and Vicki.
No worries.
No worries. I know. You're a high performer.
No worries. Yes. Superwoman.
Right. So the light pouring from within you, this is from the opening chapter of the book, actually the introduction. And as you both know, I have an art studio, and I use it for various things. And I was fascinated with the potential of buying a light table for my studio. And I found one that was an industrial one, and it was really, really cool. And so I took measurements because it was huge, and it was 64 inches long by 44 inches wide by, I think, 36 inches tall. And so I very carefully took the measurements of it. But what I was most interested in was not its height and depth and width, but the quality of the light that poured forth from the table. Mm. And I thought about that in relationship to job descriptions. You know, when they give you a job description that is saying this is going to be this tall, this wide, and this deep, but what they really want, and which cannot be measured, is what is the quality of the light that is going to pour forth in you in that job.
Mm.
So, and I was thinking about the scripture today, quench not the spirit within you. And I just came back from some consulting work and some coaching work, and I was working with a team where they have really a high-performing team, but they have a couple of people that are in the wrong place elementally. They happen to have a wind that they have been trying to hammer into an earth for the last year and a half with great pain and frustration on all parts. And they have a fire who's learning to go from high to low, and she realizes that she can be on medium in order to get along with the team. And so using the elements to realize, and I think I came to realize as I was coaching this woman who's the high wind, that it is so profound that you cannot shine forth fully if you're trying to be elementally who you are not.
Hmm.
And trying to fit yourself into a job description that doesn't work for you, that maybe you can adapt for a little bit, but that is not your highest gift. And so high-performing teams have people who are in the right place and they are willing to shuffle the deck. If the person they hired as a running back isn't doing the job and maybe he'd be better as a linebacker, the coaches on the team or the leaders on that team have to be willing to look beyond the job description and say, maybe this person would be better over here. And what we're finding more and more in the research that I did in writing this book and in my own experience as a consultant is that job descriptions are becoming less and less meaningless, less and less meaningful. And I was thinking about the book Googled, The End of the World as We Know It by Ken Arletta. And he was talking about when they were just a baby company and never thought about making money. They were just having fun, and someone realized they needed to hire somebody that had a little discipline, and they brought this woman in, and they gave her this title, and there was no department for her that even went with that title, and nobody knew what her job description was for the first 2 years.
Mm.
And she was wandering around, and it was kind of like, what needs to be done? And that's the way the teams are. High-performing teams are asking themselves, what needs to be done here, and what can I do for the team rather than this is my territory and I'm going to try and save my job? So that's kind of the opening thought for the show. And Shelley, you're looking very pensive and intelligent there with the question. So
well, I'm just reflecting here for a second about this light that's pouring from individuals. Can you speak to the thought, Lori, that there was a comment on your blog the other day that that they get that, you know, they get that they have this light pouring from them. They're out of a job right now. They're in transition. They're putting resumes out there. I think you probably remember this post, but, you know, they really need a job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they're focusing on the job, but maybe not focusing on that light that's pouring out of them. How can they transition in that space?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that the light's going to pour out of you no matter what job you're in. If you are a barista at Starbucks, I mean, and you've seen people like that, that they just shine. It can be someone that, I can't remember where I was in Napa and parking my car, and the valet was just shining.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I went inside, and then the person at the information desk, just shining. There's a Vons grocery store where the checkout crew, they are happy, and there's light there, even though it's the oldest, crumbliest building in Hillcrest, and it was scheduled to be torn down 10 years ago, and the city planning department is working out the details. But the people there shine, and I don't know what their job descriptions are. And sometimes I remember one time asking, who's the manager?
Mm-hmm.
And they all kind of smiled and said, we are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's not about waiting until you get the perfect fit and then you let your light shine. I mean, that light is going to shine, and you make sure that it shines by remaining in the vine, which is another chapter about how important it is to remain in Christ and connected. Keep that divine connection no matter what circumstances you're in.
It reminds me of, and Vicki, we'll go to you in just a second, but it reminds me, I was reading a blog post the other day about Apple, the computer store Apple, and there was a section in the article that talked about how they sought their employees. You know, everybody wants to work at Apple, or, you know, how does all that work? And so I was continuing to read the article, and they were, you know, actually saying that the folks that are on the floor of the store, of the retail store, the person that greets you at the door, the person that helps you look at the product and talk about it, is about a $10 an hour employee. And those geniuses that are behind the counter, you know, that know the constructs of their computers and their products and, you know, can answer just about anything that goes wrong with your Apple product, about $30 an hour. And so the article was stating that, you know, you really did not, they did not look at their $10 an hour employee as someone that needed a lot of tech savviness. They didn't need to even understand how their products worked. They just wanted those people on the floor to be crazy in love with Apple products.
Mm.
so that when they talked to you, it poured out of them, right?
Yes.
That light poured out, and you wanted to buy the iPod or the iPad or the iPhone or the iWhatever. It doesn't matter,
right?
So I think that's what you're talking about. It just like oozes out of you. And we like to think of that as mission, right?
Right.
We like to really think of it as that core value that you just lock onto, and the light pours from that. And so, I don't know, I just had that kind of pop into my head.
Yeah.
And I know that you spend a lot of time at the Apple store, so I know you're talking about what you know.
What can I say?
No, they have great products, and I'm an Apple person too. Anyways, commercial aside, so when you said that there are three dimensions, the high, the wide, and the deep, and the fourth dimension is that those bubbles that are coming from inside, and you mentioned that that basically is you're going to shine by remaining on the vine. So, again, going back to the comments on the blog, this is a person that is looking for a job, sending lots of resumes and all that. And deep inside, do you think that person knows, okay, I'm just sending this resume, but really I don't think I'm going to get this job? Or what if I get it and I don't like it? And I hope I don't get it because it's good for the money, but it's not what I'm looking for. You know, all those contradictions that their bills to pay and things like that. How can you coach somebody that is going through that?
Well, you know how we use the quadrants of the elements, the elemental decision matrix, the elemental day planner. Okay, so sending out a resume is a wind activity, right?
Yes.
Okay. And you had to do some earth research to get all your facts together, but that's a wind activity. But there's three other quadrants that need to be taking place that while you're sending out those, how are you doing on your water networking skills? Are you showing up in relationship with people? Are you trying to build new relationships in the industry groups that you're seeking a job in? If you are looking at the earth, are you learning new skill sets? Maybe you need to brush up on your computer word set, or you could take night classes, or you could get a tutor, or you could go to community college, or you could go to, they even have free classes at some places. So those are some earth tasks that you could be doing, and fire tasks are specific bullet points where you're doing something really bold every day, like maybe making a sandwich board and standing downtown, or what's a really bold thing that you're talking about. So that's just an idea that I have. So Shelley is motioning frantically here. Something, I don't know what it is, so here.
So it looks like, Lori Beth, we have about 1 minute left this evening, and apparently a 15-minute segment got scheduled tonight instead of a 30-minute segment.
Wow.
So can you wrap this up for us, 60 seconds, and we can schedule another show this week, maybe tomorrow, or we'll just pour it on next week. Give us your last thoughts of wisdom here. I have no idea what happened.
Well, one of the keys that the work world is looking for is flexibility, and things change. So I think it's to be innovative. And the show that I did with Terry Barber on Monday, where he sent out a survey about what makes a company inspirational, is innovation.
Mm.
And it had nothing to do with having Jesus in the title. It was, are you being creative and innovative? So if you want to get a job, you're going to have to be innovative in this market. So there's a lot of things that you can do. And one of them is to make sure that the light pours from you, that the fruits of the Spirit, love, joy, kindness, peace, gentleness, self-control. Does the workplace need those? Absolutely. Can you bring those? Absolutely. So this is fun. We get to... concentrate. You got a concentrated dose of the book, and there's a lot more to come. So thank you so much for listening. Vicki, thank you. I know you and Shelley did a training in Florida with the pastor and did all sorts of in-depth work in preparation for the next step. We don't know what it is going to be exactly.
Yeah, my pleasure, and thank you.
You're just like the earth. You're being prepared. You prepare the soil. So
blessings and Shelley's counting down. 3, 2, 1, good night.
Thank you, Lori Beth. And thank you, everyone, for calling in. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, Lori.